Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. All right, welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another special edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. Today, my special guest is Mika Lupi, who is our new grassroots engagement intern. So welcome, Mika.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, are you excited?
I am so excited.
Perfect. Well, we're pumped to have you for sure. So just a little intro here. So where are you from? What's your story?
I am originally from Northern California. I decided to come to Arizona for the agricultural and softball connection I have here. I am on the Arizona State softball team, and then I'm getting my degree in ag business, which was really cool to get to mix both my passions.
Absolutely. I think Arizona is a land of diversity, and you can kind of make your own way of it. So that's awesome. So how's your softball team? How's it looking this year?
I actually think we're going to be really awesome this year. We picked up a lot of transfers, which are really like great girls to be around and even better like athletes on the field. And we're coming in off of a pretty strong season with our pitching staff. Last year, we have Kenzie Brown, me, and now we have two new pitchers that I'm really excited about to get to know and work together on the field with.
Awesome. So you're a pitcher.
Yes.
Yeah, that takes a lot of focus and concentration. We'll just add a few more things to your plate here. Not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's your background? What kind of makes you so interested in agriculture?
Because of my background in growing up on a rice and hay farm in Northern California, I kind of saw like the hard work that it took to really run a family business, especially in California. We're seeing like a lot of development take over the ground around us. And I became really passionate about that. I decided to get my real estate license at 18. And I want to facilitate those sales and make sure that we're continuing to conserve farm ground.
That feels very similar to what we experience, especially, you know, here specifically in Maricopa County. So we're excited to have, you know, that level of background and expertise and passion about it. So we talked about where you're going to school and what you do and what your major is. What do you do for fun?
For fun, I love to read and any water sports. In California, we have a river like right, it's the Sacramento River, and it's behind our farm ground. And so once we're done with the day, my dad's always like, let's go jump on the boat. And so I just absolutely love anything water skiing, wakeboarding, and then I also love to read. It was a joke when I was younger that my parents would take my books away instead of my phone because I love to read so much.
That's awesome. I also love to read, so we're in good company. We've talked a little bit about your background and agriculture growing up on the farm, but why do you think agriculture is important to everyone else and not just us who come from the industry?
I think agriculture, one, the lifestyle is incredible. I think everyone should want to mirror or base their lifestyle off of the work ethic and like the farmers that I know, my grandpa and all those who came before him. Like, it's a legacy. It's late nights and there's no complaining. And I think that alone is something that everyone should be, that it impacts everyone, that lifestyle. But also, I mean, it feeds the world. So I think without agriculture, you don't have your food supply, you don't have your grocery stores. And I think really the education behind it, where your food is coming from, is huge. And sometimes that gets lost on consumers. And I think that agriculture has the greatest impact on it, on anyone and from any industry.
Absolutely. What would be maybe the biggest thing that if you could talk to a general consumer and tell them, you know, one thing about agriculture and its importance to everyone, what would you say?
I would tell them to learn, to really be invested in where their food is coming from and the growers, and really getting to know the local growers. Like, buy local, go source your products locally. That's what I would tell them, so they can really see all the work and effort that's being put into what they're eating.
Fantastic. So what is maybe something that you're looking forward to getting out of this internship, this experience with Farm Bureau?
The biggest thing for me is I really want to immerse myself in Arizona agriculture. I feel like I've been here. I've got, when my grandparents come for a month in February to watch me play softball, and every single time we drive around and see all the farms, and no matter where it is, we drive over an hour to go see Shamrock Dairy. And I think really getting to know personally those people in Maricopa County will be an incredible opportunity.
Well, we're going to do our best to take you on the grand tour of Arizona agriculture. So I'm excited to have you on our team. And I think, you know, we're all going to be better for it. So welcome. And anything else you want to leave?
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and I'm excited to get to know everyone.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this week's very special intern episode of Arizona Agriculture Connection. Catch us next week. We'll be exploring more topics about Arizona agriculture.
Thank you for tuning in today. And remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.